These home movies from March 1963 show America's 35th president and his wife, Jacqueline Kennedy, with their two young children, John John, age 3, and Carolyn, then age 6. Just 8 months after these scenes were taken, America's youngest elected president would be assassinated, and the Kennedy years in the White House would suddenly and tragically be history. But this month, the Decatur House Museum in Washington, D.C. is recalling the Kennedy years in an exhibit featuring Carolyn Kennedy's White House doll collection.
The dolls in this collection were given to Carolyn Kennedy by both private citizens and world leaders.
Catherine Malone France is director of collections at Decatur House. She says the artifacts on display here can be looked at from a variety of perspectives.
They are also more than dolls. In each case, they have a lot to say about the cultures from which they come.
Among the more than 70 dolls on display here are dolls from Austria and Poland, Indonesia and Japan, Greece and Norway, and this marvelous Girl Scout doll from Canada. Each and every doll has a unique story behind it.
One of the most interesting dolls in the collection is the Pathan doll that you see here. In March of 1962, First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy went to both India and to Pakistan in one trip. And while she was in Pakistan, she went to Peshawar and then was taken from Peshawar to the Khyber Pass. When she returned to Peshawar, she was given this Pathan doll by the children of the American community in Peshawar, Pakistan.
Also on display here is the playhouse bought for Carolyn Kennedy by Jacqueline de Gaulle, wife of French President Charles de Gaulle, and presented to the presidential couple on their 1961 visit to Paris.
It says Caroline, as you can see on the front. It has a little window with a flower box and polka-dotted curtains and roses on the other side. And it was placed in Caroline Kennedy's bedroom at the White House. And then I understand that it was used by her children as well.
Jacqueline Kennedy, who died in 1994, was the guiding force in assembling this collection. Now, once again, for the first time in more than 40 years, it has come back to Washington, D.C. George Dwyer, VOA News.